When classes start Thursday in the city's public schools, the schedules will be a little different. Many schools are starting their days earlier or ending them later. The change allows for teachers to have more time to meet with parents and to get professional development. WNYC's Beth Fertig looks at who may benefit from the new schedule.
Second grade teacher April McConnell has an annual routine right before the start of school. Her husband, Roddy, brings his toolkit to her classroom at PS 130 in Chinatown.
My husband is here helping me fix the cubbies.
How long have you guys had this tradition?
15, 16 years now. Yeah, it's what we do.
This year's traditions are changing a little, though. Teachers used to have 150 minutes each week to work with small groups of students who needed extra help in the morning or afternoon. At PS 130, they had a half an hour every morning, and McConnell says she'll miss that.
I found that to be very effective. It's very difficult to get to all of the children every single day, especially if they need some sort of help.
The new contract rearranges that time for teachers to spend calling or meeting with parents and to attend training sessions after school.
I think it's fabulous that the DOE is giving us time to contact parents, put together a newsletter, any sort of parent communication that we need. However, it's also taken away from the children.
Her principal, Rennie Fong, agrees it's a trade-off. He's been meeting with teachers at PS 130.
Hello.
But Fong supports the new schedule. Because teachers spend so much time in the classroom or preparing their lessons, he says they rarely get enough time to improve their craft.
One of the most effective things is when teachers get together and learn together, and I feel sometimes we're missing that.
When you tell the public about this, it almost sounds like you're saying it's more important to spend that time with the teachers than with the kids.
I can see how it's played out that way, and you're right about some teachers missing that time, but we're hoping, you know, that the time that they spend together and sharing and looking at student work will hopefully help the whole class and their teaching practice.
Teachers do crave time to learn from each other. Fong gathered 7 new teachers around a big table in his office with some more experienced staffers to get ready for the start of school. One of the new teachers asked a colleague for advice on arranging her room.
So you need to, like, move some more stuff around.
You might need to bring the tables closer together or rearrange some shelves.
Fong also explained how they'll spend up to 70 minutes every Tuesday contacting parents and 80 minutes on Mondays in professional development sessions.
You get to maybe teach something that you're very interested in, and people can attend your workshops and, you know, really visiting each other's rooms and again, supporting each other.
Even more experienced teachers acknowledge they could use that support. Schools throughout the state are still getting the hang of new standards known as the Common Core. It involves a different math curriculum and writing assignments that demand more evidence when students present an argument. Fifth grade teacher Rachel Carr says the Monday sessions could help her better serve her students.
I'd like to have more time spent looking at samples from what's considered to be on grade level, below, above, so that we're all on the same page. We got a chance to do that a little bit last year.
Carr has more than 20 years' experience, but she says new techniques always take time to master. Her colleague across the hall, Betty Tom, has only been teaching for 2 years. She's particularly excited about having time on Tuesdays to work with families.
Oftentimes last year, one of my biggest struggles is reaching out to parents and reserving time for them to come in and talk to them because we had after school and everything. So now that we have that block of time just for that, it's going to be really helpful, and I hope that it will work.
If it does work, those parents will be more on top of their students' issues. And kids who used to get extra help in the mornings will receive better instruction throughout the day. But if it doesn't work, both teachers and parents might see the change in schedule as a waste of time. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
We want to know what you think. What is the best use of teachers' extra time, classroom teaching, or learning to be a better teacher? Leave a comment on our Facebook page or call us at 855-8-MY-WNYC and leave a message. We'd like to share your comments on the air.